something to eat. Sometimes it's savory, sometimes it's sweet. Snack situation. What's your second on?
What's up, everybody? You hungry? That's how I'm starting the show now.
Get hungry.
Get hungry. I don't get hungry. I stay hungry. It's snack situation. It's your pals, your dining companions, Chris Sims and Matt Wilson. We're sitting next to each other in real life, IRL.
We are at Charlotte Minicon.
Charlotte? We're in Charlotte?
Tonight? North Carolina. By virtue of the fact that we are in the same place, we were able to do this. I've got a whole story to tell about this. Since November-ish?
Yes.
We have wanted to taste test wrap snacks on the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with wrap snacks, they are branded snacks with like wrappers as spokespeople for individual flavors of the snacks. These apparently have been around for a long time. I only learned about them like last summer.
Oh, they used to sell them at the record store next to the comic book store when I was working there, which was like, I was 22?
Yeah, so they've been around for a bit. They've been around for a while, but I only really became aware of them, and they've gone through a number of rebrandings with as new wrappers became popular, they got new flavors of wrap snacks.
Yeah.
So, back in November, I emailed Wrap Snacks through their press email address.
We're technically press.
We're technically press.
You even more so.
Asking them not for free food, just for where we could buy it.
Yeah.
Like where we could buy wrap snacks so we could review it on the show. Now, obviously
the motivation was.
My hope was they were just gonna send us a bunch of free food. They did not answer at all.
No.
So, I knew where I could buy wrap snacks in Asheville.
I feel like we are the premier snacks-based spinoff of a movie podcast that's a spinoff of a comic book podcast.
I can say that without a doubt.
Yeah. That's on iTunes now, right? That's a category?
Yeah.
Okay, number one on the charts, baby.
Podcasts are increasingly becoming a niche media.
Well, you know, ever since Serial, the first podcast.
So, I wanted just to find out where you could go buy wrap snacks in Durham, because I didn't know.
Yeah,
because
I haven't seen them in Durham.
I knew of a store in Asheville where I could buy them.
Mm-hmm.
We never found out. But then, turns out we were going to be at this con together. So I said, okay, I'll go buy the wrap snacks at the store in Asheville. I'll bring them with me to the con, and we will try all the flavors that we could try. There are 10 flavors of wrap snacks.
Currently.
There were two that I could not get.
Okay.
Because the store did not have them. They are both flavors of the Lil Yachty Hot Fries, which is an ironic flavor to give to Lil Yachty, because according to his episode of Hot Ones, before he did Hot Ones, Lil Yachty had never eaten hot sauce.
I find that impossible to believe.
He only eats chicken tenders and pizza.
R.I.P. Lil Yachty.
And he has never had hot sauce before until he had hot sauce on Hot Ones.
You can have hot sauce on chicken tenders. It's the preferred way to eat anyway.
Yet his wrap snacks flavor is hot fries. That's hilarious to me. But we do have all 8 of the
other
flavors.
What was his reaction, though?
He actually did fine.
But, like, did he like... Was he like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
I should get... My flavor should be hot fries.
He already had hot fries flavor before he did his hot fries.
Okay. It's controversial.
But he did end up enjoying hot sauce on wings.
Okay.
Except for like until they got to the really, really hot ones, which nobody likes. Nobody likes Da Bomb.
Yeah, I love
the Oh.
So we have the other 8 flavors.
You brought 8 bags of chips.
I brought 8 bags of chips. My wife Marlene has tried these already.
Okay.
A number of these.
Okay.
And she has a favorite that she has told me.
All right.
I will save that for the end, and we can determine if that is also our favorite.
Now, Aiden is also here, so we could theoretically get the favorite flavor of both host and both wives. And Chad.
And
Chad. Walking by.
So
we're doing snack situation.
Chad walked away.
Chad just turned his back and walked away.
Okay, so look, there's some background noise. I apologize for any background noise. We are on a con floor.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're in the best mood to eat potato chips because we've both just had coffee.
We had a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
We've got water in front of us to cleanse the palate.
Mm-hmm.
I say we just
dive
in.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I'm just pulling whatever comes out of the bag.
Okay. Now, I remember Rap Snacks used to have, like, inspirational messages. Like, I remember it was like back in the beginning, it'd be like, Young Jeezy says, start your own business.
There's a quote. Okay, so the first bag I pulled out is Barbecuing with My Honey, Romeo Miller flavored potato chips.
Utterly unfamiliar with Romeo Miller.
He's okay.
Okay.
There's a quote from Romeo on the back of the bag, which is, my pops taught me to keep your head on straight and do what you love.
Yeah. That's a good thing for your pops to teach you.
He could teach you much worse things.
Yeah.
All right, so Barbecuing with My Honey, Romeo Miller.
Now we should say the package has a drawing. It used to be a photo back in the day.
It's a drawing.
It's a drawing of Romeo Miller.
And also worth noting, there is a per serving calorie count and a per container calorie count.
Okay.
All the chips in this bag are 400 calories.
Okay.
It's a pretty big bag.
Yeah, it's decent size.
2.75 ounces of chips. All right.
Bit not as big as, like, a regular bag, but bigger than, like, a small bag of Doritos you would get, like, at a Subway.
Yeah. Bigger than a snack size of Lay's.
Oh, good God.
It's a big chip.
That's a big chip.
I got a smaller one.
Okay. Cheers.
Here we go. Cheers. That is not bad.
They're pretty good. It's got a good sweetness to it. Now, my favorite potato chip
is
a Sweet Heat chip.
Yeah.
And this doesn't have, like, a lot of heat, but it's got, like, a really good honey barbecue, yeah.
I like it.
That's quite tasty.
Romeo Miller, off to a strong start.
Yeah. I think that's among the best potato chips we've ever had for the show. Among.
Could compete with Grippo's.
Could
compete.
Kentucky Grippo's. Ohio Grippo's.
All right, next up, we have Rap Snacks Wavy Fabulous New York Deli Cheddar Wavy Potato Chips.
Now, originally I asked, are there two colors of Fabulous chips? Is there one white, one yellow, like Fabulous chains? And there's not. But they're white cheddar flavor on a yellow potato chip, which I think comes close enough.
Yeah. There's also a quote from Fabulous on the back of this.
Okay.
Stop trying to skip the struggle. That's where character is built. The hunger for more is created. The lessons for success are taught, so embrace it, feed off it, learn from it, and then overcome it so you can become it. A little wordy.
Yeah.
A little wordy.
Yeah.
That would be my rap name, Lil Wordy.
Chad, you want a rap snack? This is Romeo Miller's Barbecuing with My Honey. They're very good. They're big chips,
very
though.
Big chips, too.
Tasty.
You can't hear Chad. He's nodding. Yeah.
Okay, these are the little Romeo, or Fabulous, sorry.
Yeah, these are Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Okay.
I think you missed my joke about how if I had a rap name, it would be a little wordy.
It's very good. Very good.
Here we go. Cheers.
Not as much flavor as I would
kinda
want.
Kind of nothing.
Yeah. I'm going to try one more.
It just tastes like a chip. I'm getting, like, no cheddar flavor at all.
Yeah. I rinsed my mouth out, and this is still being overpowered by the honey of the previous chip.
A little disappointing in the terms of the lack of flavor.
Yeah. Not bad, but, like, very neutral.
Once again, 400 calories in the container. I wonder if they're all the same.
One-fifth of your FDA recommended caloric allowance.
All right, we're going to rinse out with water again. Going in for the next.
Oh, next is going to be a good one. Oh, wait, you grabbed the different one than I did.
Next is Fetty Wap Honey Jalapeno.
All right.
A lot of honey in these.
Yeah.
Honey well represented.
You know the honey never goes bad?
I think I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, never. There is honey they have unearthed in Egyptian tombs that you could eat today.
Bees got it figured out, man.
Bees, man.
Bees got it figured out.
If you have the opportunity to go see bees in your area, do it. I did that. I hung out with 60,000 bees. It was amazing.
All right. Once again, 400 calories in a container. Here's the quote from Fetty Wap. Nobody put me on. I got up and worked extremely hard for what I have. Nobody can take that from me. I like that all these quotes are about hard work.
Yeah. But Fetty Wap's like very confrontational in his quote, though.
Nobody can take that from me.
Yeah. I'm not trying to, man. I just want these chips.
No, these are going to have a little spice.
I just want something to go with my Jimmy John's.
These are going
to
have a little spice.
All right.
Here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
That's good as hell.
That is good. There's that heat. It starts with honey. It finishes with jalapeno. That's a good.
That's good as
that's
hell.
That's good as hell.
I'm having another one.
I'm not having another one because I don't want to, like, burn myself out on chips, but man, that is a...
I would eat this whole bag.
Because it's not like, I'm not right now like, ooh, I gotta go get a drink. Like, it's very good heat.
It's exactly the right amount of heat. Wonderful flavor.
Wonderful. Fetty Wap, A+. That was even better than Romeo Miller.
Honestly, my favorite rapper of the bunch so far, too.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. Next we have... Lil Boozy's Louisiana Heat Wavy Potato Chips.
Okay.
This is the one I accidentally bought two of.
Okay.
So Marlene tried these yesterday. Here's what scares me about these. There's no flavor given. Only heat.
Only heat.
All right. Here's a weird... A weird note. There's a quote on the back of this, but it is not attributed to Lil Boozy.
Okay.
It's just a quote. I assume Lil Boozy said it.
It's underneath a picture of Lil Boozy.
Sometimes you need those bad days because it helps you truly appreciate the good ones.
That's what the Joker says, I think.
By appearance, these are the opposite of the Fabulous chips.
Yeah, these are
covered
these
in flavor.
These are sauced up.
Sauced up.
And you said these were Marlene's favorite.
No.
Oh, Marlene tried these.
She tried these yesterday. I'm not going to tell you her reaction yet.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, it goes.
It's fine. I cannot identify the flavor beyond heat.
Yeah, once again, it's just heat.
Yeah.
If you could mix these with those barbecue and with my honey, like pour them in the same bowl, that would be delicious.
Yeah. All right.
There's a lot of lasting heat there. Not as gentle or as palatable as the jalapeno heat, but not bad.
Not bad. It lingers in a way that the jalapeno heat did not. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Next we have Trina Honeydew Cheese Puffs.
The baddest.
The baddest puffs. Here's Trina's quote.
Miss Trina.
Let the chips fall where they lay, and where they land is where they stay. Okay, number one, it rhymes.
Number two, it's a pun. Number three, it is not the phrase. Let the chips fall where they may.
Okay. Where they lay. Is that a diss on Lay's?
Damn.
Trina going hard. Okay. I said Fetty Wap was my favorite rapper so far that we had done. Trina by far is the best rapper of anybody on Rap Snacks.
Yeah.
Trina is the best. I love her. She's amazing.
We are pro Trina Snacks podcast.
Could not be more pro Trina.
Could not be. All right. No, these are like cheese puffs.
They're cheese puffs.
Yeah. Okay.
with their honeydew flavor.
Well, I played a little guitar and I was like, these guys are.
That's like a Japanese snack.
I like it.
I like it though. It's very interesting.
It's sweet and cheesy.
Yeah. You wouldn't think a honeydew cheese puff would be good, but those are very edible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's like not that. Bad. All right, that's bag number one.
Not the
one.
Best so far.
That's bag number one.
Okay.
Dip it into bag number two.
I don't know much about the music box play, right?
What came out first from bag number two is Migos sour cream with a dab of ranch.
I have a really good friend of mine.
I did just dab.
Migos has the shortest quote so far. Dabbing is a lifestyle.
Yes, it is.
Also, this is the only bag so far to have a different calorie count for 10.
Why couldn't they get 10 more calories in this bag?
Or 10.
Now, if Migos were going to get into foods, they should get into Mexican foods and make Migos. Right?
They like sour cream with a dab of ranch.
All right, let's see. Very standard potato chip flavor. Good.
Exactly what I've been expecting.
Totally fine. Very good sour cream and ranch chip.
I like it.
Yeah. So far, we haven't really hit like a bad wrap snack chip.
No bad wrap
snack. The chips are good. The content is good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right, next up. The other Migos branded snack.
So they get two.
Migos white cheddar with a dab of ranch popcorn. They just love a dab of ranch. Much longer quote on the back of this one.
Okay.
We take pride in setting the tone for the culture of hip-hop. We will always remember what got us here. Hard work, dedication, and teamwork. Our dreams are what inspire us. Don't stop dreaming.
I won't.
That's from Migos.
I will never stop dreaming, Migos. All right, let's get some of this popcorn.
Cheers.
Surprisingly, low on flavor.
About equally as flavorful as, say, white cheddar Lance.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Maybe less for me.
I'll say this. It starts really good. Finishes a little weird.
Does not finish well. This is my least favorite.
When I first bit into it, I was like, that's good. And then as it,
What were you like?
That's good.
Okay.
And then as it finished out, the dab of ranch kind of sours it.
Yeah. This makes me, wish I had the Starship Enterprise D coming out of my chest, carrying these things away from me.
We've been looking at a Starship Enterprise D t-shirt all day.
An all-over print t-shirt. It's amazing. It's the best. I love it. I want it.
All right. Here's the last one.
All right.
It's the other Trina.
Trina's got two flavors?
Cheese puff. This is honey jalapeno. This is the one I've been looking forward to.
Oh, I have high hopes. I hope we're not building this up too much, because I got high hopes about this.
Okay. Same quote on the back.
Okay.
Did not get a second quote from Trina.
Didn't need it. She nailed it the first time. It'd be great if they broke that quote up into two so that, they rhymed on each bag.
You have to buy both bags.
Yeah. All right. High hopes. High hopes.
I believe in Trina.
Cheers.
Cheers. A little overpowering with the jalapeno.
All right. Aiden's going to try one.
Aiden's diving into this one.
I like it, but I'm a little disappointed. It's not my favorite.
Shockingly, the honeydew is better.
The honeydew is better.
That's real bad.
You don't like it at all.
That was horrible.
Okay.
It would be, it's probably, probably my second least favorite of the bunch after that popcorn.
I think I like the popcorn better than this.
Huh.
This is strangely disappointing. The honeydew cheese puffs are good.
The honeydew cheese puffs are good. All right. So that's it, right?
So we've done a taste test of everything. I think we're going to take a short break and confer.
Yes.
Maybe get to a quieter place and then do the rankings.
I think that's a good idea.
So we'll be back with rankings, I mean immediately for you, the listener.
Yes.
For us in a little while.
Stay hungry. And we're back.
Yes, last you heard from us, we said we were going to take a short break. Ended up, it was a bit of a long break. If you can tell, we are no longer at Charlotte Minicon. We are no longer in Charlotte.
We are safely ensconced back in our own homes with Harrison the cat.
That's right. The background noise is a different background noise now.
We should record a ton of episodes at cons so that when people hear Harrison, they're like, this isn't so bad.
I would do a poll about whether people like or dislike hearing Harrison in the background of the show, but I don't want to feel bad or make him feel bad.
You could do a poll. That will not give you control over the situation, unfortunately.
That's true. All right. We're going to rank these rap snacks. We've got this list up in front of us.
I have the listuation up. I'm also on the Rap Snacks website, which is rapsnacks.net. And the title of the page is The Culture.
The culture, man.
I'm into.
The culture.
And I'm just checking out to see if there's any... the Lil Yachty hot chili pepper and lime crunchy curls, which look like hot Cheetos.
We're not able to get those.
Yeah, we were not able to get those. But that's it, right? The crunchy curls and the hot cheese fries, Lil Yachty's hot cheese fries, are the only ones we did not have.
That is true. And I'm going to, instead of going just through some kind of random order, like how we tried them, mm-hmm. I'm going to go from what I think is going to rank the worst to what I think is going to rank the best.
So we are going to rank these individually on the list, yes?
I think we must. There's too much variation in the quality of these or the flavor of these. Quality is not the right word, because the quality of these are all pretty good.
Yeah, I would say, like, if we were going to rank Rap Snacks as a whole, it would do pretty well. Because the worst Rap Snack was just okay.
It was a flavor issue, not like a texture or quality issue. You know?
It wasn't like sometimes we put things in our mouths and we're sad.
Yeah.
Immediately very sad.
And I feel like this is kind of a personal preference thing, because I have something rather interesting to note about what I think is going to be our bottom snack, which I think is the Trina Honey Jalapeno Cheese Puffs.
Hard disagree.
You don't think that's the bottom snack?
Hard disagree.
Okay.
Bottom snack for me was absolutely Migos white cheddar with a dab of ranch popcorn.
Okay. I didn't feel that bad about Migos white cheddar with a dab of ranch, just because it finished not great. I think it started pretty good. I think the only way we've resolved these issues in the past is to put these two snacks back to back on the list. We flip a coin to see which one goes lower. So we just have to find the place in the list where they go together.
All right. And again, I don't think there's huge variation. For me, they were comparable to like a Little Debbie Santa Brownie.
Okay. That seems reasonable. I'm trying to find – I know we have other chips on here. They're better than the Grippo's cheddar and horseradish, which tasted
those
like
– were incredibly disappointing.
They tasted like chemicals.
How do you think they compare to the Grippo's salt and vinegar, which were also kind of just okay?
Comparable. I think you may have hit it with the Santa Brownie.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I would
Santa
rather
Brownie,
have a Tim Tam chocolate mint before I eat this again.
Santa Brownie is almost the opposite, where flavor is not a problem. It's a texture issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
For these, like, the popcorn is quite good. The cheese puff's quite good. And we'll talk about other cheese puffs maybe near the end.
The puffs are quite good. But, I mean, if you think about popcorn, It's bag popcorn, right?
I find it better than, say, I compared it when we tried it to the Lance white cheddar popcorn. Mm-hmm. And I think it's better than the Lance bag popcorn.
I think you liked it a lot more than I did.
I think I did too.
Yeah. Shocking. Migos okay. Wilson over here.
Yeah, that's right. I enjoy a bag popcorn. I used to eat it all the time in middle school. Okay. I think maybe between the Choc Mint and the Santa Brownie?
I think that's a good place for it.
Okay. As far as which goes above the other, I think we just have to, like, flip a coin.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. Because I said as we ate it, which people just heard moments ago, that the honey jalapeno was my second least favorite of the bunch.
Yeah, that's true. They were my least favorite. I found the jalapeno flavor to be overpowering and not particularly good.
So for you, they were quite literally the baddest.
Yes. But Marlene likes these.
Okay.
Again, it's a personal preference thing. Like, it's all just about, like, what flavors you like. And for me, the white cheddar with a dab of ranch popcorn, like, the kind of bad ranchy finish is secondary to what I find to be a very nice introductory white cheddar flavor. Okay, so do you have a coin? Do you have something you can flip to determine?
I've got dice.
Yeah, roll some dice. We'll do odds and evens.
All right. Do you want odds or evens?
I'll take odds.
Okay. All right. I got a 12 cider over here.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Coming up on a 3. So you took odds.
Okay. So the Trina honey jalapeno cheese puffs going in the basement.
Shocking. Shocking. You always win. You always win the coin toss. Always won.
You've won before. I've won probably more than I've lost, but unlike my dice rolls in D&D, which lately have been very bad.
Quite bad. Quite bad. Honey jalapeno. You know what's bonkers about that? You know what's bonkers about putting that the lowest?
What's that?
I know what we're going to put highest.
We'll see. We'll see when we get there. So, Trina's Honey Jalapeno Puffs going above the Santa Brownie, Migos, white cheddar with a dab of popcorn, or a dab of ranch popcorn going just above that.
Okay. All right, so what's next, on your prediction?
We have the snack that just was kind of a bunch of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Which was the fabulous New York Deli Cheddar Wavy Potato Chips.
Yeah. For sure. Not actually as flavorful or as good as even, like, Ruffles cheddar and sour cream.
Oh, not even close. Ruffles cheddar, like, and sour cream, one of my all-time faves.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, wrap snacks are such a specialty item that I feel like, by default, they should be better at what I can get at Target, you know?
Yeah. I mean, by cost, it's about the same as,
I suppose, so.
Price. These are $1.49 a bag.
Man, that's true.
Lay's bag this size would cost.
All right, so where are we putting that guy?
So we're just like regular chips.
I mean, I think Grippo's salt and vinegar is kind of the most regular chips we've got.
I think these are even more regular than those. So maybe just below Grippo's salt and vinegar. I think they're better than the Little Debbie cherry cordials.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. So these are fabulous deli cheddar.
Fabulous New York Deli Cheddar.
New York Deli Cheddar. All right. And honestly, now we're kind of getting in the good stuff.
Next, I think we have Lil Boozy's Louisiana Heat, which
I thought that was good.
Just hot.
Actually, it was just hot, but it was good.
I would prefer them to have a flavor that wasn't just hot.
As we said, I like a sweet heat. But again, if you mix this up with the Romeo Miller barbecue and with my honey, like put them in a bowl at a party.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
That's a mashup, baby.
Full disclosure, we're recording this on the night of the Royal Rumble. Mm. We're having a few people over. to watch the Royal Rumble, I might do that.
That's good. I noticed that I was not invited.
I mean, if you want to drive out here to watch the Royal Rumble, you are welcome.
I mean, I was pretty close yesterday.
I mean,
when the invitation could have been extended.
You went to IKEA, which is why we're recording this at our homes and not in Charlotte still.
Boy, you know I had to go to IKEA before it closed.
You had to take those IKEA items home, and I knew that, and this is unfair to me.
The sainted and blessed Marie Kondo has led me to the IKEA, and now I have a completely new bookshelf that is stocked up with my favorites. I have a nice, tall, light wood. I'm getting rid of the black folding shelves that I've had for quite some time that are only 4 feet tall. And now I have a nice 6 foot bookshelf with my faves on it.
Okay. These are not as good as popcorn. Just straight up regular popcorn.
Not as good. And we should specify, when we say popcorn, I thought about putting this on the list actually. Butter and salt.
Yeah.
Movie theater ass popcorn.
We might want to specify movie theater popcorn.
All right, let's do that. Popcorn, parentheses, movie theater ass popcorn.
this is not up with that. Probably not better than Thin Mints.
Probably not, no.
Better than M&M's Cookies and Scream, though.
Yeah. And again, personal preference, you and I do prefer a savory, generally speaking, to a sweet.
That is true. I think
so imagine how good that Dollywood cinnamon bread is.
Oh, yeah. Or Little Debbie vanilla Christmas tree cakes.
Okay, so Lil Boozy's Louisiana Heat Chips. Right between Girl Scout Cookie Thin Mints and M&M's, which stands for... I thought it stood for something in Mars, but no, the company is M&M Mars, isn't it? What does M&M stand for?
It is something in Mars. Now I have to look it up.
I mean, look, good content right here, but I don't know.
Look up something on Wikipedia?
Yeah. There is a whole section on the M&M's characters, which I do not like.
Oh, here we go. The two M's represent the names of Forrest E. Mars Sr., the founder of Mars.
I'm sorry. The Mars bar is named after a dude whose name was Mars?
That's correct.
Okay.
And Bruce Murray, son of Hershey's Chocolate President William F. R. Murray.
All right. Wow,
so
okay.
One of the M's is for Hershey, because the president of Hershey wasn't named Hershey. He was named Murray.
So these should be called H&M's.
Yeah, they should be H&M's.
And then the clothing brand should be called something else.
In the Mandela effect world, that's what it would be.
Yeah. All right, so what are we doing?
What exactly
are we doing right now?
We're still ranking these rap snacks. Next, we have the sour cream with a dab of ranch Migos potato chips.
Which are pretty good.
Pretty good.
Still not like movie theater popcorn level.
No, not movie theater popcorn level, but now we're getting to a snack I would just eat.
Yeah, for sure. Not as good as North Pole Nutty Bars. Probably as good as Manicho.
As good as Manicho, for sure.
Yeah. Better, maybe?
Probably better.
Yeah. So Migos, white cheddar with a dab of ranch. What a great name.
Next we have Romeo Miller barbecuing with my honey potato chips.
Incredibly good.
Super good.
Incredibly good. Like that was the first one we tried. Set the tone.
Yeah.
I think that's above popcorn.
The only thing they're missing is a little bit of heat.
If they had a little bit of heat, a little bit of that sweet heat. I'll tell you this, they're not as good as Grippo's barbecue.
I would agree with that.
Cincinnati style.
I would agree with that.
But somewhere between popcorn and Grippo's, that's the floor and ceiling that we're looking at.
I might say better than a Reese's Pumpkin, not as good as Lemonades.
Exactly where I was looking, Matt.
Yep.
It's weird that our tastes align so well on snacks when we have had so many arguments about food.
And when we disagree pretty hard.
We disagree fundamentally.
Yeah.
You told me you did not like hot drinks.
I stand by that.
I mean, I know. Look, you like cold brew. We had some good cold brew yesterday, too.
It was very good.
So these are Romeo Miller's Barbecuing.
Barbecuing
with my honey.
My honey, yeah.
Chips. Okay.
All right, now we have a race for first place between the Fetty Wap Honey Jalapeno Chips and the Trina Honeydew Cheese Puffs.
There is no question in my mind what is the best.
Me also, but I think we might disagree.
You're going to go with Trina.
No, I'm going to go with Fetty Wap.
I'm also going to go with Fetty Wap.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. Our lowest ranked wrap snack is Trina's Honey Jalapeno Puffs. Our highest ranked is Fetty Wap's Honey Jalapeno Chips.
Yeah, they nailed it with the chips. And
they nailed it with the chips.
Somehow did not get there with the cheese puffs. What I thought you thought it would be ironic that there was a Trina cheese puff at the bottom and a Trina cheese puff at the top.
I mean, it is. It would have been. But these are the Honey Jalapeno and Trina are the Frank Miller and Steve Ditko of this list.
You're right. You're right. Might I point out, I'm going to post pictures of all of these on the Tumblr. The only snack that has a different design from everything else are these Trina cheese puffs. Like, everything else has a pretty uniform design.
Yeah.
The Trina cheese puffs are like a beautiful tribute to Trina.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, yes, it's like, oh man, I wish Trina was still with us today to see these. Everything else is like a bust drawing. And in the case of Migos, like, you get like a waist up shot of the group. But Trina's is like, her face is the whole bag.
Yes. And the font is different. It's like the font at the base of a statue.
Yeah.
It's really something.
All right, where are we going to put?
Trina Honeydew is next.
Trina Honeydew was surprising, but I don't think it was as good as, I mean, look, we ate these and then we went to JJ's Red Hots, and I can tell you it was not as good as JJ's Red Hots.
JJ's Red Hots, those onion rings are life-changing.
Boy, JJ's Red Hots was good. I had a dog with pimento cheese, bacon, and sliced jalapeno on it. Ooh.
It sounds good. It sounds good.
It was good.
I'm going to say, actually, that the Trina Honeydew Puffs go right above the Romeo Miller chips.
So below lemonades.
Below lemonades.
Okay. All right. Trina's.
I mean, they're just a good cheese puff, basically.
I would never think of adding honeydew to that. And adding honeydew to that is brilliant.
It's really just adding a little sweetness to a cheese puff. Like, there's not a melony flavor to it. Because I thought that sounded gross at first, to be quite honest. My expectations for the cheese puffs were so vastly upended.
Yeah.
Because I was expecting the honeydew to be gross and the jalapeno to be good. And it was the other way around.
Yeah.
Now, Fetty Wap Honey Jalapeno Chips. I think these are up there with Grippos.
Yeah, I think these might be better than Grippos.
I'm eating them right now. They're so good.
I wish I was eating them right now, but unfortunately I did not get invited over for the Royal Rumble.
I'm inviting you right now. You can get here by the start of the Rumble if you leave now.
I have things to do today, Matt.
Okay. But you can't say you weren't invited now.
Okay. All right. If you want our friendship to just exist in technicalities, that's fine. Yeah, I think better than Grippo's. The question is better than Caramel Delights.
No.
Okay, so you're saying a flat no on that.
Flat no.
Caramel Delights, you also may know as Samoa's.
That's right.
By the way, so that is where we're at with these. Yeah. Fetty Wap's, Honey Jalapeno Chips. A respectable showing. That is the fourth item on the list.
Number four.
Yeah. That's a strong number four.
If I return to the mini mart on Patton Avenue where I bought these, which is a convenience store with no gas station.
Not sponsoring the show. BG Dubs.
That's right.
We're throwing out all sorts of good promo for these places.
The one I will pick up where I'm like, I want a snack to eat. Let me get a wrap snack. 100% without a doubt will be Fetty Wap Honey Jalapeno Chips.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. We talked about mixing the Romeo Miller barbecue with my honey with the little boozy Louisiana Sweet. Both of those are good. And combined, they would be good. But they kind of already done that with the Fetty Wap Honey Jalapeno.
Yeah, I mean, there's no barbecue flavor in the honey jalapeno, but...
No, and the heat is a specific jalapeno heat, too.
Yes.
Which is very good.
Yeah, the heat of the Louisiana heat chips is maybe just a hint too strong, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The honey jalapeno chip heat, perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to do it for Wrap Snacks. We did it.
Solid showing from Wrap Snacks. A long-standing company worth checking out. They do sell them. This is weird. They do sell them in packs that contain 48 separate one-ounce bags, which is weird.
Brother, I don't know what to tell you. I feel like those are for stores.
I guess so, because it's like $28 for... $24 for a bag of 48 one-ounce bags of Fetty Wap Honey Jalapeno Chips, which I would probably buy, honestly.
All right, everybody. We'll be back in February with a different snack treat. We haven't decided what that is yet. We'll figure it out, though.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
Thank you for supporting us in our endeavors to eat snacks. You can continue to support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/warrocketajax. The Snack Situation theme is by Matt Fisher. Chris, do you want to leave everybody with some words of advice?
Yeah, everybody. From me to you, from me and Matt to you, stay hungry.
This has been a Kaleidos Media production.